Stop the panic. Russia's top official for agriculture commanded Russians on Friday as the nation faced a fourth week of baking hot temperatures more normally associated with North Africa. With crops failing across Russia's black soil belt and vegetable gardens wilting outside suburban dachas, First Deputy Prime Minister Viktor Zubkov warned against price gouging, saying there are absolutely no grounds for price hikes of food. As Russia struggles in the embrace of the worst drought since 1880, the Kremlin worries that food prices will shoot up, blowing apart inflation targets for this year, a year before parliamentary elections. Russia's Grain Producers Union recently forecasts a 20% drop in the nation's grain harvest. Coming from the world's fourth-largest wheat producer, this report contributed to a 25% spike in world wheat prices in July. To ease pressure on prices, the Kremlin started this week to sell grain from its massive stockpiles. Gennady Yesileyev, deputy director of Russia's Federal Weather Service, warns of the drought's impact. While farm combines harvest at night to avoid mechanical breakdowns, city trucks in Moscow water streets by day. They try to prevent asphalt from melting like gingerbread. As temperatures associated with Cairo afflict Moscow, portable air conditioners, oscillating fans, and inflatable pools are flying off the store shelves. After a Japanese tourist died from heat stroke near Red Square, the Kremlin suspended the weekly changing of the guard ceremony. After two men died of heat-related causes in Moscow's metro, a consumer group sued the transit operator to bring down temperatures to the legal maximum of 32 degrees centigrade. In St. Petersburg, almost on the same latitude as Anchorage, Alaska, residents are cooling off by jumping into the normally icy canals. Across Russia, almost 2,000 people have drowned since June, well higher than normal. In one tragic case, six children at a summer camp drowned because camp counselors were following a Russian summer tradition, trying to cool off by drinking alcohol. On Friday, Galina Petrovna, a 64-year-old Moscow nanny, let her two-year-old charge cool off with a dip in public fountains. On Sunday, her employers are going to Italy to cool off. Her employers will also be escaping a growing haze from peat bog fires that now ring Moscow, Europe's most populous city. Across Russia, fires are running at twice the rate of normal. To further reduce pollution and to cut road rage, General Viktor Kirianov of the Russian Road Police asks drivers to stay at home. But the credibility of government officials was dented this week when journalists from Saratov, one of Russia's most severely drought-stricken regions, recognized their governor in a YouTube video of Russians detained July 9 on a yacht near Sicily. Italian police released the group, saying they did not find what they were looking for, leaders of the Russian mafia. That Friday, the official schedule of the governor, Pavel Ipatov, had him in Moscow, meeting with Vice Prime Minister Zubkov to win drought relief for his constituents. Later, Ipatov, a Kremlin appointee, admitted that he took a short Italian holiday. James Brook for VOA News, Moscow.